I spent 2 weeks in Tanzania in 2009, and that's really, you know, you stood up and you said, Bwana Asifiwe, and everybody else in the crowd would say, Amen, and it was like you had them in the palm of your hand until you told them that you know almost no other things in Swahili, right? I think I may remember where do I find the restroom or something like that. May the grace and the peace, may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you all this day and always. Amen. Now, I'm guessing that some of you may have read the title for the sermon, and I'm really not trying to upset anybody with the title for the sermon. I'm not talking about weight or about our figures for reasons that everybody should find obvious to themselves and everyone else, all right? What I want to talk about are thin places, thin spaces. Thin spaces is a concept that comes to us from Celtic spirituality. That is how we keep our relationship with God, using means and things that were attributed to Scotland and Ireland and Wales. Thin spaces is a concept that describes places where earth and heaven come close together. Oft times in nature, places that are filled with tranquil beauty are looked upon as thin spaces, right? Cathedrals, those grand master-built cathedrals or churches or chapels, they can also be included in that list of thin spaces. They're really a space where you find peace and tranquility, where you feel close to God's presence. Those are the places, the thin spaces. See, we humans, we search for these thin spaces because the presence of God is one thing that we all desire to have in our lives. For many of us, this space right here is a thin space. We come into the presence of Jesus at this table, and we know that God is with us through our sisters and brothers who gather around us. Thin spaces can be useful in our lives as Christian people. They can be really useful because our work and our school and the world around us can seem really thick. The world around us, filled with things that leave us distraught and fearful, can be truly thick. It can be a place where it seems that God is not. But that is not so. As I was preparing for Pentecost weekend, I read a question in one of the things that was in front of me. And the question was, what if we are called to be thin spaces? Think about it. In this thick world, trying to shove God off to the sidelines, have we been called to be a thin space, a place where heaven and earth come close together through us? Now, in the story of Jesus and his life, thin spaces were easy to find because Jesus is truly the space where earth and heaven meet. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the incarnation of our loving God. Jesus and God are one and share that oneness so that where Jesus is, there is a thin space. And throughout the Easter season, we were watching and listening as Jesus challenged us to go out into the world with God's love. We watched as Jesus was playing with the disciples' memories, giving them strength and guidance before they knew they needed either of them. Last week, we heard again as Jesus gave us all a mission to be witnesses to God's love in our lives, to carry the amazing love of God with us where we go. And then Jesus ascended into the heavens, and our thin space went away. One thing that Jesus also encouraged his disciples to do was wait for the Holy Spirit. And today we celebrate the coming of that Holy Spirit. This is the jump start for which the disciples were waiting. And when they go out into the world, they are thin spaces. Jesus isn't with them, not the way he used to be, but Jesus is with them. The Holy Spirit is God's presence here and now. And in our story, the rush of wind and the tongues of fire show us that the Holy Spirit is with them. They are now a space where earth and heaven come close. And then they go out into the world to proclaim God's love, and language doesn't even stop them. They are understood by all as they proclaim God's love in Christ. As you were watching and I was using phrases like Buona Asafiwe, the language can still get in our way as we try to proclaim God's love in Jesus Christ. And yet I want to tell you that of all of the people who watched our Easter Sunday morning services, the 8:30 service, right? Of all of the people who watched that online, over 50% of them were from another country. And we have had many, maybe hundreds of sermons downloaded from places all over, even into China. And so first of all, we welcome them all, but we hope that they are experiencing God's love in what they watch or listen to. For where God's love is found, a thin space has been discovered. In our gospel story this morning, it's John's Pentecost story. It's his story of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus enters into the disciples' locked room, a room that was filled with fear. And on that Easter day, Jesus makes that room a thin space. He enters in love and speaks of peace. Jesus gives them peace without retribution or vengeance. And then Jesus begins their mission as he bestows on them the Holy Spirit. As the Father has sent me, so I send you, Jesus says. And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit and commands them and all of us to forgive. You see, that commandment to forgive, that urging to grant hope to those around us and to ourselves, that's what brings earth and heaven close together. This is what we get to carry with us as we become thin spaces for the people we meet. As we walk into our world filled with abuse and addiction, with anger and violence, with cheating and conniving, forgiveness is needed wherever we can bring it. Forgiveness doesn't change the pain that is created, but forgiveness lets go of the event and gives us hope to move beyond it. Forgiveness is one of the most amazing gifts that Jesus gives to us in his resurrection. And then Jesus allows us the means to forgive one another. This is one of the amazing ways that heaven and earth come together in our lives. Forgiveness is a way that we become thin spaces. Today we celebrate the fact that the Holy Spirit comes to us, perhaps without the drama of wind and flame, but the Spirit comes in truth nonetheless. The Holy Spirit comes into our lives with gifts so that we can become thin spaces in our world. Now, it's not the same gift for everybody. There are varieties of gifts, just as there are varieties of people, and together, as we blend our gifts together, we become thin spaces. The thin spaces we are part of become thinner and thinner, and we become examples of God's kingdom and God's dream. Today we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to each of us and to all of us and to all of God's people. As the Spirit fills us with the presence of Jesus' love, we get to bring that love. We get to bring earth and heaven close by. We not only get to visit thin spaces, we get to bring them with us. Now, many people find thin spaces in places like the Grand Canyon. I know that there is an island in the middle of a lake in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area in northern Minnesota that is as thin as I have ever seen a space. The chapel at Valparaiso University, thin space. This space right here is a thin space. The amazing truth is that with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can also make a hospital room thin, or a nursing home, or the thrift shop, or a coffee shop, or our office, or a classroom, or the line at the grocery store. They can all be thin. They can all be places where earth and heaven meet. How? The life and love of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of God all conspire together to let us forgive and bless, to care for and aid the people all around us using God's love and God's presence with us, and we become thin. It's not about how much we weigh or what our figure looks like. But the question remains, how thin can we be? May the presence of the Holy Spirit inspire us all to be as thin as we can, making God's love and vision into our everyday mission. Amen.